Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, being joined today by the Perry Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, thanks so much for joining me today.
Hey, thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Well, you know, and glad to be in March. Here
yes,
we are.
Finally, we made it.
Yes, and you know, you're celebrating actually St. Patrick's Day early. You got green on.
I do. Seems to be a color that I wear often.
It does, yes.
But I guess we're just rolling in with March.
Yes, you're ready for that spring fill. Well, yeah, of course, with that. And today starts the Big Boom Bracket Battle. You gave us a little background information last week, but we got things happening today with nominations and everything, so I'll let you go ahead and take the floor.
That's right. It's very exciting March now that we're here. We have the Big Boom Bracket Battle, and so this really is the kickoff for the annual fundraising for the fireworks. We'll get to enjoy them in July, but time ticks away, so we have to get started early. So we've been doing this. This is our fifth year for the Big Boom Bracket Battle, and it's really exciting. It's a really fun activity that gets people involved from all across the community and beyond to kind of really build up the support and the fun part of it for fundraising. And so we start off with asking the community for nominations, and we've gotten like 50 or so nominations. Not everyone says yes, we understand, but we have a solid group of about 30 that have said yes, and they're ready for the elimination round, which starts today. And so this is where, you know, we've been talking about it a little bit, but now it's go time. So starting today through Tuesday at 11 a.m., we have a photo album on our Facebook page with everybody that's been nominated and has accepted. They're up for the challenge. And so now we are calling out and saying, now is the time to vote on Facebook with your likes or your loves. And then we'll tabulate that and figure out who is the top votes and then who will be in the bracket. So it's seeded so that it's, you know, very official to have this tracking and based on those votes. And then that is how we will select the Sweet as Pie 16 that will be our bracket that will go on for 4 weeks of those head-to-head contests with actual donations. So anyone that's on Facebook can vote now to help decide who is in the 16 bracket, but really it'll come down to this next week for donations that will quickly eliminate half and then half and then half to get down to who's ultimately going to get a pie in the face at the end of this. So it's all in good fun. It's all in good competition. The prize is bragging rights, a traveling trophy, and a pie in the face. So if those are things that sound great, those are the people that have been willing to participate in this. Out of the 50, only one will get a pie in the face, but there's still, you know, you never know how things are going to go. We've definitely, over the last 4 years, had some surprising wins. People in the bracket making it really far in the voting online and then fall short with the donations, or they come in right at the last minute to beat the next person. So it's really anyone's game at this point, but we're starting off with the elimination round on Facebook. We have a photo album, so every individual that's participating this year has their own photo out there, and then you go through the album, click like or click the heart for love, 1 point for like, 2 points for love, and that will help determine the standings for the overall elimination round, and the top 16 will go on to the Sweet as Pie 16, and that will be the bracket, and then next Tuesday is when we'll get started with the actual donation. So the elimination is live now till Tuesday at 11 a.m., and then we'll announce the Sweet as Pie 16 and go from there for fundraising.
Wow. Okay. Either like or love on everyone's photos. You know, let's be fair.
Your photo, my photo, and all of the other people's, right? We want to get into the bracket.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm in there. So yeah, we'll see how that fares out. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know I'm newer to the community, so I'm not expecting much, but you know what? Maybe there's a surprise.
Yeah. I think it's just fun to be a part of it and to see the variety of individuals that participate. We've gotten really good variety over the years of nominations. People that I don't even know, you know, and I haven't been in Perry for a long time, but you know, being connected with the business network, and you know, I feel like I know a good number of people, but not having kids and not being, you know, connected with the schools or sports, there's a lot of people. There's 8,000 people in Perry, you know? So to have 50 come together to be a part of this from all walks of life and all businesses represented, it's pretty fun to see where that support comes from. Broaden that reach. We've got people that get nominated every year and we've got people that are new every year. So it's just fun to see the mix, and I'm excited to see who will actually make it into the bracket. Like I said, it's anyone's game, whether you're new, whether you're popular, whether you're, you know, everyone knows you. It really comes down to the votes on Facebook, and then we'll see who makes it into the bracket and then who's ready to put their money where their mouth is for the actual donation side of things. So it's just fun. I've heard of other communities picking this up and doing it as well. So it's been a successful activity and fun during a time where we don't necessarily have big events going on, but we're planning for a lot of our summer events right now. So it's a good filler and a March themed event too.
So cool. Well, thank you for all that. Yeah, I can't wait to see again. It's going to be live today, so looking forward to that. And then next Friday, a week from today, you have your next Chamber Coffee.
That's right. So that monthly event keeps rolling on. We have our Chamber Coffee at DMAC next Friday, March 8th at 8 a.m. Always a great chance to hear from our hosts as far as what's going on new with them, introducing new staff, new programs. But it's an opportunity for anyone to attend and share their updates as well. So we are continuing to schedule those. It's always on the second Friday, so anyone can do that. So if we hear from people, continue to update as we go who the next hosts are.
All right. Yeah. No. So again, that's coming up next Friday, and we still, you know, have some time here. I know the high school has a program coming up.
Yeah, it'll be their jukebox variety show. I mentioned earlier that we don't have a lot of events going on right now, but continuing to put out the chat sheet and the keep up with the community calendar. It's always fun to see so many other activities happening in the community. So when people are like, oh, there's nothing going on, I'm like, there's so much going on all the time. Whether it's an event that you can go enjoy as entertainment or it's educational, there's just so much going on all the time between live music every Thursday at La Post, live music at the Proletariat on Friday nights. You've got great programming at the Performing Arts Center between the Perry Fine Arts and also the high school music department. So back to back Friday night, Saturday over there, just a lot of activities happening, so much at the library as well. So just encourage people to get out there, see what's going on, go check out a movie, go to a sippin' shop. There's just so much going on all the time. And now that spring break is around the corner, the weather is kind of fluctuating a little bit, but it's getting us excited to be outside. Yeah, just encourage people to get out there and see the many great things that we have in our community going on.
Yeah, no, like you said, there is a lot going on. And how can people stay up to date with the getting access to the Perry Chats and subscribe to that?
Yeah, definitely. So we have the paper copies that we distribute throughout the community. Then we also send it out via email. So we have a building up our newsletter list, obviously our members, but then anyone can sign up and subscribe to it. So find that link from Facebook or from our website. There's even a place to do it on the paper copies, or just call or email us to say, hey, I want to get this information, and we will get you added. But we send that out every Wednesday, and it's a chance to kind of see what's coming up in the next week or two.
All right. Well, again, that is Perry Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Lindsay Pasuti joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. It's always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. Lindsay, you're the best. Thank you.
Thank you. And good luck with the Big Boom Bracket Battle.
Well, you too.
Thanks.
Yes. Yeah, you're welcome. All right. Well, catch more of it at RaccoonValleyRadio.com.